The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
This is how we enter the playoffs. This is how we enter the playoffs. This is how we enter the playoffs. Not with a bang, but with an off-the-glass alley-oop. Brooklyn coming in hot. And the greatest play-in matchup of all time. Indiana versus Charlotte. Let's go. Here we go. I mean, what did Silver do to get Lakers Warriors in the play? That's going to be the highest rated game until the finals, right, Ramon? I mean, it's crazy. Hey, Adonne, good to have you here today, too. We'll start with, of course, the NBA playoffs. When we went into the weekend, it was 18 of 20 potential seeds open. It all got sorted out in 48 hours. Utah, the overall one. Philly, one on the other side. Brooklyn did settle into two, as did Phoenix. After that, all that jockeying, and well, let's take a moment to talk about the Clippers in a little bit, avoiding matching up with a seventh seed and what that means. But everything else is wide open. Look at these matchups. Commence gawking at Lakers-Warriors to play in Wednesday night. That's what we're going to start with you, Ramona Shelburne. How enormous is Lakers-Warriors playing? Is this the dream scenario for the NBA?
I don't know. Like, Lakers-Warriors, but it's really LeBron and Steph. And you know the history that they have had against each other in the finals. So this is a great matchup. I kind of like LeBron throwing out the Steph's the MVP. Is he recruiting him? Does he just want to beat the MVP in the play-in game? It's kind of fun. But I think this is a really fun game. I don't know that anybody's giving the Warriors a chance here, and they really should be. The Warriors have the fifth best defense in the NBA this year. They're 15-5 since April 10th. They're really hot. Steph's playing out of his mind. I think this is a lot closer than what Vegas is pegging it at.
Wait a second. We haven't even heard from everybody else whether they're not giving the Warriors a chance. Ramona, Tim Kalishaw. Is this the dream matchup?
It is the dream matchup, and if you think I'm smart enough to have learned to not pick against LeBron, I'm not that smart. I think Golden State has a great chance in this game, in part because we don't really know what this is going to be like. They're called play-in games, so we think like the NCAA tournament. Those are do or die. This is do or don't die. You play again two nights later against Memphis or San Antonio, and I think Golden State is going to go there feeling like they were nowhere a month ago, and now they feel like they're playing with a little house money. Let's have some fun. Let's Steph, who's going to guard me? They're going to be a very difficult out Wednesday night.
And now J.A. Adonde back with us. Great to have you, Professor. The complexion of the play-in is different. It's not do or don't die, as you heard from Kalishaw. How big of a matchup is this?
Well, the thing is, though, the loser, now you're one game away from being out, and that's why you have to keep in mind that as we enjoy this great, big, beautiful cake that we're going to savor on Wednesday with Lakers-Warriors, it might cost us the nice full buffet of having both of these teams in for at least four games,
hungry,
which is what we would have under normal circumstances. Cake. But the thing about it, also, think about how much went wrong for this to get us. I mean, having Klay Thompson, for example, out the whole year. LeBron missing more games than he has in any season before. So actually, a lot went wrong to get this type of dream matchup.
Or it went right in Adam Silver's eye. I mean, what did he do? How on his hands and knees the last week of the season to get this? Jun Lee now with us.
Yeah, this isn't a win or go home situation, so I'm very curious to see what kind of sense of desperation these teams have as we go into these games. And then, to Ramona's point, I think there's been a lot of talk about the Lakers, and it's hard to choose against LeBron, even if he has come off an injury this year. But when you have Steph Curry and you're down 14 points, you can get back into a game within a couple of minutes just with a couple three-pointers. And so, as much depth the Warriors don't have on that team, I still am looking forward to this matchup because Steph Curry has just been out of his mind this entire season.
Everybody was out of their mind talking about the play-in round this season. You're right, Damian Lillard hated it, and then they got into the six, and maybe he doesn't mind it. Yeah. LeBron hated it, and now they're in it. This was a doomsday scenario for the defending champs, Ramona. Now that it's finally here, do you think it really has any effect on them?
Well, listen, to quote Billy Crystal's character in The Princess Bride, they're not dead, but they would be mostly dead if they lose that first game, right? The next game, you really could be out. And, you know, LeBron said a couple of days ago, he goes, whoever came up with this idea should be fired. Well, if the Lakers lose in the play-in tournament, that person really might get fired.
I don't buy that. I honestly don't buy that.
If the Lakers lose in the NBA wants
the Lakers.
If the Lakers lose, the Lakers lose.
They're allowed to lose, Ramona. I mean, it's allowed. I mean, there's a reason why they're losing, right? It's not just somebody is just dropping an L on them. Yeah,
they need to play together. They need to get their guys back from injury. That takes some time, and I think they would rather do it in practice than in elimination.
Talking about reasons why people are losing, what is the reason why the Clippers are losing the way they did the last week of the season? Tim, you said it before. You can't lose to Houston and Oklahoma City without trying to lose. So now they get Dallas in the 4-5 matchup, and they avoid the 7 seed, which everyone, of course, thinks could be the Lakers, but maybe it's not, depending on how it all plays out. Was this rest, tank, gamesmanship, or just ball, Timmy?
There's got to be a lot of tanking if you're losing to those teams back-to-back. Teams that don't want to win, teams that want to improve their lottery position, and yet they couldn't do it. And that's a lot of work to avoid the Lakers when you don't know if the Lakers are the 7th seed. And if they are, and you're staying out of that side of the bracket, the Lakers still got to go beat Phoenix, and you've still got to go beat Dallas now. You know, did they want to play Dallas over Portland? Maybe a little bit because they beat Dallas last year, although I think that's risky too because that was a tough series, and Porzingis went out halfway through the series. So it's kind of hard to figure out exactly what the Clippers had in mind other than just a desperate attempt to avoid the Lakers if they could.
Jay Adande?
Well, it's a reminder that players don't tank for draft picks because you could be bringing in your replacement. So that's an organizational decision. But players might be willing to tank to get an extended playoff run if they think it'll lead to a more favorable matchup. My thing is, I think you want the Lakers sooner, as Ramona alluded to. I think you'd rather get them earlier. It might be a tactical error to try to play away from them rather than get them right now before they have everything figured out.
June?
I also just don't like playing with, like, the sports karma, like, playing with the sports gods, like, purposefully losing a couple games, which I don't necessarily think the Clippers were trying to do. I think they were in a situation where, they rested guys, and if they lost a couple games to avoid the Lakers, maybe that's kind of the best-case scenario here. But I don't like the karma that you kind of build as a sports team in when you're trying to chase a championship by dropping a couple games against two of the worst teams in the NBA.
You're saying it's bad karma. And Ramona Shelburne, how about you?
Well, let's put it this way. You really have to. I mean, the Thunder are trying to lose. They really are. They'd won one game the last 2 months, and they came into the game in third for the lottery. That win actually really hurt them because it really decreases their lottery odds. Houston was so bad. They could actually afford to win that game because they're so bad they were locked into the worst record in the league. So just think how hard you had to try to lose those games. And I'm with June. I don't like messing with karma. I don't like, you never know what you're going to get on the other side of that one. But the Clippers, there's one team that's used to load management and resting.
You're going to have to beat good teams to win the championship. It really doesn't matter what the matchup is. Although you say bad karma and the Clippers in playoffs. Is there any other kind for the Clippers? I mean, honestly, what are we talking about here? All right, so now that we know the bracket. Oh, we kind of know because there's the play-in, but we kind of know the bracket. Upsets. Give me some upset special. Start us off, Momo.
You know what? The Milwaukee-Miami series is a redo of last year. Miami's really hot going into the playoffs. There's a lot of pressure on Milwaukee. I picked them in 7, but I could easily see the Heat pull that one out.
Tim Kalisha?
I'm going to go to the other 6-3. I think Portland, healthy like they are now, is just flat out better than the Denver Nuggets are right now. And Portland will win that.
Denver's played very well since Murray went out, but you like the way Portland's looking. Jay Adande, an upset in the first round?
Lakers over Suns at a 7-2 being upset, technically. The 7th seed. Do I get credit for the upset?
June Lee, an upset?
I'm right there with Rona. I think that Miami has really found its kind of swagger again. The last couple of weeks, they have the attitude that I think propelled them to beat Milwaukee. And they just have nothing to lose at this point.
Well, everybody has something to lose, Jude. They have something to lose. If they lose, they're eliminated. This is not
the career.
All right. One more thing here. How Steph Curry finished his season. I want to talk about this MVP race because Steph won the scoring title. His coach called it his best season. LeBron gave him his MVP vote. And Ramona Shelburne, you have an MVP vote, and you were just telling us, and maybe something's changed in the last 7 minutes, but you were just telling us you still don't know what you're going to do with your vote. You've got
I don't.
6.5 hours. Talk us through this.
I don't know what I'm going to do. I really, like, I literally woke up this morning and couldn't fall back asleep because I was just chewing on this.
You're conflicted.
I thought I was going to go Chris Paul because of what he did for the Suns this year. And I was thinking about Joel Embiid. I was thinking about Jokic. And then the way Steph has played down the stretch here, they would be a 10-win team without him. 10-win team. He is brilliant out there. I don't know. Everybody gave this race to Jokic so early, and he'd be a deserving winner. I think he's going to win in a landslide, but I'm one of those people who loses.
So you're still not sure who you're voting for. You want to vote?
No,
cut your vote in quarters.
They're texting me saying, get your ballot in. And I said, give me a minute. I thought I needed to sleep on it. Maybe
one more philosophical question for you before we get to everybody else. Can you be MVP on an 8-seeded team?
Russell Westbrook was. I mean, he was.
I think it was six. I think it was a 6-seeded team.
Yeah, like you can look when the team was the worst team in the league last year, and the only difference is that you're there this year. Yeah, you can.
Tim Kalishaw, how about you?
I think the answer to that question should be no. That it's really, really, really hard to be a lower seeded team. There's enough good players, great players, on the teams that win all the games. And she mentioned Jokic. I don't know if it'll be a landslide. I'm not a voter, but I would vote for him if I were.
Jay down there.
Yeah, and hate to disagree with LeBron, but if Steph were the MVP, wouldn't at the very least you be traveling to play the play-in game at Golden State? You're playing them. They're the 8th seed at home. And no one was talking about Steph as MVP before April. Then he goes supernova in that month. You know what the award for that is? Player of the Month, which he richly won. That doesn't automatically make you the MVP. A good 6-week stretch or so.
Who's your vote, Jay?
I would go Jokic. Had 4 out of 6 triple doubles at the start of the season, and they've won 16 out of 24 games after Jamal Murray went down. That's very MVP-ish to me.
Jun Lee, can you be an MVP from the 8th seed, and then who's your MVP?
I think you can because Steph has scored 30 points this year. He has a 60% effective field goal percentage. That's the second time he's done that. There's no other player in NBA history that has ever done that. And so he's added so much value. I think this speaks to the existential most valuable player question that we face in every single sport every year, which what does that even mean? I think the Warriors are a lottery team again if Steph isn't on that squad. He's added so much value and made them a playoff team that I think it's impossible to ignore his MVP candidacy.
Albert Camus over here.
Yeah, I know, very existential. So Bob Pettit, the first MVP in history, was on a losing team. And Kareem, one of his years, was a losing team. Taking a break right here, buy or sell on the other side.
Around the Horn is brought to you by PlayStation Plus.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guarantee Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back to Around the Horn, brought to you by Chase. Coming to you from the Seaport District at Pier 17.
Kobe, Duncan, Garnett, Catchings. Not sure there will ever be a class into a Hall of Fame, in any hall, for any fame, like the one we just had this weekend. What you felt watching that,
And then some of the names announced for next year's class. Paul Pierce, Chris Bosh, Chris Webber, Ben Wallace, Lauren Jackson, Yolanda Griffin. Ramona, what do you buy, what do you sell?
Look, there's a whole wing in the Hall of Fame for Kobe. It was designed for him, and it might as well be for this year's Hall of Fame class. You know, the 2021 class is not quite as good. Maybe they won't get their own wing, but I can make a case for all those guys and all those women in the Hall of Fame. It's just the Basketball Hall of Fame has, like, so many committees that vote on this. There's the old players committee, the international players, the female committee. I mean, there's just so many committees. There's a lot of people in.
Tim Kalishaw?
I'm going to buy that any class is going to pale in comparison to the names that you mentioned from the class we saw just go in. And so this one does. That doesn't mean that Chris Bosh and Ben Wallace and those players aren't Hall of Famers. I think all of them taken individually are Hall of Famers.
There has been some debate, right? Ben Wallace, of course, one of the greatest defensive players of all time. But on the opposite side of his game, he's not a Hall of Famer. So right. J.A., make the debate here. Ben Wallace a Hall of Famer? Chris Bosh a Hall of Famer to you? Chris Webber?
Well, it's not up to me, because guess what, Tony? Whether I like it or not, they are Hall of Famers. What that does is open the door, I would think, for somebody like, say, Mark Jackson, fourth all-time in assists. Somebody, Rob Strickland even. Like some guys that maybe have better statistical resumes. As from our reaction to the people who were inducted this weekend, surprised Vanessa Bryant had more curse words in her speech than KG. And just, again, the eulogy for Kobe's career and the tragedy of Gianna and the other young people in that helicopter crash truck.
Jun Lee, any takeaways?
Yeah, I mean, I was seeing some conversation online debating whether or not Ben Wallace is a Hall of Famer. And, you know, he's a four-time All-Star, but he was one of the most disruptive defensive players and the most important defensive player on that Pistons championship team. He's a guy who I think is... that Pistons team doesn't win a championship without him. I think it's a good harbinger for a guy like Draymond Green down the road to potentially have a Hall of Fame case as well.
Ramona, Ben Wallace a Hall of Famer for you? Absolutely.
Yeah, four-time Defensive Player of the Year, and I think because he got that championship. If he didn't win that championship, I think it would have kept him out. So some of the other guys you mentioned, Jay, didn't get the ring.
Chauncey Billups was the MVP of those finals.
Every single NHL playoff game decided by one goal. Everyone! All but one went in overtime. Game winners for Palmieri for the Islanders. Erickson from Minnesota, the only goal in that game. Point for Tampa, he scored two in the third. And Dowd with the redirect from way downtown on Saturday. Tim, which game one win would you argue meant most?
I got to go with the Islanders. I think they were a little bit in the Penguins' head from 2 years ago when they swept them. The Penguins think they're a different team now, have a different goaltender. And here they lose a lead at home and then lose it in overtime. Islanders are back in their heads again.
Yeah, Donde.
You got to go with the Capitals. In Washington, Tony, I mean, they lose their starting goaltender. Backup comes in. Craig Anderson, almost 40 years old, only allows one goal, and they win with their backup.
Jun Lee.
I got to go with the Lightning. The Lightning won one more game than the Florida Panthers this year, but they added Nikita Kucherov and Steven Stamkos, who they played most of the season without. Kucherov became the first player in NHL history to score two goals after missing an entire season. The Florida Panthers looked their best, and it wasn't enough to beat the Lightning this time.
Mona Shelburne.
Yeah, I'll go with the Caps, too. I like Craig Anderson, 39 years old. There was questions about the Caps goaltenders all year long. They had two young guys there, and it looks like he's actually a really good goaltender to play. It's 929 career save percentage in the playoffs.
Buy or sell three. Two slides from baseball I want to talk about. Jose Abreu. Did he know the play was as close as it was? I mean, it's a perfect slide, but he was very relaxed, it seemed, doing it. And then Manny Machado, all right? This slide occurred nowhere near base. Was totally into the legs, upended him, ended the play. Machado did hug him afterwards. Sometimes you see guys sit down to avoid this. Machado does it. Slides are also historically inflammatory. Jun, buy or sell?
I normally don't give Manny Machado the benefit of the doubt here, but I think this is one of those slides that looks worse when you just play it on loop and loop and loop. I think there's not a lot that Manny Machado can do there because Tommy Edman is coming right at him. I tend to not give Machado the benefit of the doubt, but I do here.
Ramona.
Wasn't exactly going all that fast, man. I mean, like, you just stop, drop, and roll, man. You just go down to the ground or you get in a pickle. You don't lead with your front foot and then I'm sorry, afterwards, after when he noticed it looked bad.
Tim Kalishaw.
That's a bad slide.
Ramona, the ground is a long way off for Manny Machado. He got down as low as he could, and he did it kind of awkwardly. He didn't look like he was trying to hurt anybody. He didn't have his spikes out. I don't have a problem with it.
Adonde.
Yeah, Tim, remember we used to give the middle infielders the neighborhood play, though? As long as they're in the vicinity of the bag, it was good. I'm giving him the neighborhood on this. He was in the general vicinity of second base.
Drew, and you'll remember more than anyone here. I mean, you're recovering his ball from Red Sox, but this time, right, when Machado took out Pedroia as well, nearly ended his career.
Yeah.
This is different.
It practically ended his career.
Yeah, and this is different for you in this case.
Yeah, I mean, this is just one of those plays where I think, you know, it's kind of tough. The timing is weird, and you just got to fall to the ground. And so, I don't know, I kind of give him the benefit of the
doubt. Timing is tough. Spikes it's kind of weird. Ramona, J.A., we're saying goodbye. That's it. Kalishaw, Lee, showdown. 2 minutes.
Here we go.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
WNBA season starting off the rails. Ionescu shot on Friday. Taurasi matching her by stopping time in that game. What a mess that was. And then, of course, some games were streamed on a farm. And by that, I mean that's how grainy they were. Tim, number one storyline for the opening weekend.
Well, Taurasi's shot was great and it went in on time. But where's the love for the Dallas Wings? A team that's been down and out, but they've had two big drafts. Beat L.A. on the road.
June Lee.
Season opener.
Sabrina Ionescu is like a big welcome to New York game-winning shot for her. So, especially after she was injured most of last season.
Mm-hmm. Point to Tim Kalishaw. We'll move on. Showdown two. Yes, Kill Liverpool goalkeeper. Alisson. Scoring at the net. And save a chance in a top four finish this season. He said, God put his hand on my head. Hand of God, head of God. Credit to Alisson, June.
Yeah, absolutely. This is a head of God moment. This is one of those things that only happens in FIFA. And so I love seeing this in a game where you see a goalie run down and score a goal. Mm-hmm.
Timmy?
At least this hand of God goal was legal compared to the more famous one years ago. That... You know, for a goalkeeper to do that, I mean, that's a great goal for anybody to hit that header in to save Liverpool. Maybe he's playing out of position. Maybe he needs to spend more time.
Really strong show from June Lee today. But to take out the veteran Kalishaw, who's getting closer to a historic win, is a tough task. There you go, Timmy.
Speaking of history, congratulations to South Korea's K.H. Lee getting his first PGA Tour win. 25 under par at the Byron Nelson up here in McKinney in a tournament that had him swinging in the rain on Sunday. They had to finish it yesterday because of all the rain coming to Dallas and the PGA. They nearly lost the tournament. If you've seen the video, they were squeegeeing the putting greens so players could line up their putts at the end. Great job for KH Lee. Great job to get that tournament in just like that.
And we're going to get one more in. Marv Albert will be retiring at the end of the postseason. Jay, let me hear your Marv Albert.
Yes, a spectacular move.
Ramona.
And Michael Jordan.
Oh, he's got ice water.